So Frank, with all those animals, would you say 7 sheep you've killed? Bunch of grizzlies and brown bears. How many, 10, 11 goats?
No, 10 mountain goats.
10 mountain goats. What if there's one that sticks out, one hunt that sticks out that you just, your go-to when you're just sitting in the plane flying to, you know, the Pacific Rim and you're thinking about that one hunt, what hunt was that?
Well, my answer to this question before this last year was my stone sheep that I killed in British Columbia. It was always kind of at the top of the list of my animal that stood out in my mind as my favorite because it was so difficult when I did it, and that was a dozen years ago or so. But it was basically took about 30. I went 2 times the same year, and I had about 35 days invested in that hunt. So when I finally tipped a stone sheep over after going back and forth to British Columbia and being away from home for 35 days, I was that one stands out in my mind for sure. But then this last year, I was fortunate enough to kill a fannin sheep here in Alaska on my own, you know, unguided, obviously, and solo, and that had been on my bucket list for a few years. We've got a few fannin sheep up here in Alaska, not very many at all, so it was I'm still pretty surprised that I got it done. As figured it'd take me a few more years before I could kill a fannin, but I did kill a nice fannin this last year. So yeah. that one's fresh high on my favorite list.
Now for the people on the site that don't realize what a fannin is, how would you describe a fannin to them?
Well, it's a sheep, there's different colors of fannin sheep. Some of them are darker than others, but they're white sheep that have some dark hair in them, you know, like the front of their legs are dark, their tail's black, and their sides will have some dark hairs in them, and some of them are real salt and peppery. Some of them don't have a whole lot of color in them. Some of them are dark, like a real black-looking stone, you know. So there's very different shades of fannins. But as long as they got black legs and or dark legs along the front and some dark, you know, down the back and a black tail, they class their, you know, they're called a fannin sheep, classified as a fannin, and that actually counts for a stone sheep. So that's what makes that so special.
And so tell us a little bit about the hunt. Like, how far was your shot? How long did it take you to get it?
Oh, it was about I was out for a couple of weeks on the hunt. I hunted one area and wasn't successful finding a sheep to hunt. So I relocated in the airplane to a whole other area. Oh, I don't know, maybe 50 miles away, 60 miles away. And I guess once I got in there and started hunting, I found some sheep. And I think it was about not a real long hunt, maybe a 5-day hunt, 6-day hunt. But pretty close shot. There was just very few sheep in this area. There was one, this nice ram, legal ram, fannin sheep, and then one little tiny 2-year-old banana head looking ram running with him. And I just played cat and mouse with him for one whole day up on the mountain. And got myself in a good position and just waited for the ram to feed by me. And it was just one of those things that was meant to be. Every sheep that you kill with a bow, I say, is just it's so difficult when it happens. That's why it's my favorite one to hunt, because it's so difficult that when you succeed, it's one of the most rewarding ones to shoot with a bow. But yeah, it was about a 30-yard shot, and the shot was good, and the animal didn't go 50 yards, and so that one's very fresh on my mind as my favorite. And then one other one I killed this last year, I killed a wolf with my bow, which that one's actually starting to be on my mind more and more as people tell me that that's probably one of the best. People are telling me that people are getting more excited about the wolf I killed with my bow than a lot of the other animals I killed this last year. So I wasn't really hunting wolf exactly at the time. I was brown bear hunting on the peninsula, but there were some wolves there, and so when I didn't see a brown bear I wanted to kill or hunt, then I actually started hunting these wolves and got a really nice wolf kill, a big male. And so that's a pretty hard animal to get with a bow too. So
that's ridiculous. I you know, I've only met a handful of people that shot a wolf with a bow, but they've always been, you know, off the back of a snowmobile up in Northwest Territories or something like that. I've never actually met one that went out and actually actively hunted it. Now, I know some guys that have been hunting in, like, say, Ontario and had a wolf walk into a bear bait, but that's, you know, that doesn't
count. Right, right.
How far was the shot on the wolf?
I actually called this one in. I didn't have a a man-made call. I just used my mouth and barked this. I just barked this wolf, barked at this wolf, and actually barked him into 30 yards. And I just couldn't believe he came in. But it was super duper super windy, and he circled in and came in downwind, which I thought he was going to wind me and be gone once he got straight downwind. But I think it was so windy, it was gusting, 30, 35 miles an hour, that that my scent was being blown around so much that the wolf didn't wind me, so he just kept coming in, and I shot him straight downwind at about 30 yards. Yeah, if he would have been anywhere but downwind, I don't think I would have hit him either, because the wind was so strong that, straight downwind didn't really affect the arrow at all.